Hi, I'm Pat Wetzel, the creator of Bump in the Road. This is a side trip, a super short podcast that lets me talk about what's ever on my mind. What's on my mind today is clickbait. I recently added my podcast to YouTube, so I decided to take a class on building a successful channel. The class is good. It's thorough. The course materials tell me to focus on tangible items, benefits for my listeners. Okay, I get benefits. Things like 5 instant ways to solve all your life problems. Or maybe a product comparison. Why this revolutionary hairdryer will give you the silky locks you seek. Then there's always a bit of fear. Before you start packing for vacation, read this. And then there's the infamous fear of missing out. 7 destinations for adventuresome people that no one knows about. I have to admit, these titles do get my attention. They're clickbait for living in the angst of the modern world. But the pros and cons of a hairdryer do not move me towards any sort of personal wisdom. Does any of this really matter? Does it offer purpose in life? Emotional resonance? Meaning? I recently read that to have a profound experience requires profound mystery. Mystery is intangible. It's heartfelt and intuitive without a linear answer. So is the human journey. But clickbait offers us a quick linear solution to a one-dimensional quote-unquote problem. It means we don't have to think or explore. Clickbait engages us on a primal, superficial level based on FOMO, fear of missing out. It's all so fear-based. But in keeping with this course I'm taking, I made a stab at making a list of things that I find interesting with the idea that I would create clickbait headlines. I know it needs to be linear, definitive, and eliciting your fear of missing out. I think I failed this exercise, but let me share my list of things that I do find interesting. Peace versus noise. Meaning versus meaningless. Conscious versus unconscious. Individual versus collective. Perceptions versus reality. How am I doing? Or do I need to go back to product comparisons? If so, do I have a revolutionary hairdryer for you? Stories open our world to a bit of mystery, leading to that aha moment that can lead to personal growth. Stories aren't fleeting or one-dimensional, and they can be life-changing. In keeping with this class I'm taking, maybe these are the titles I should be using. Instantly create your perfect life in 3 quick and easy steps. Using stories to wow your friends. Or only the adventuresome need apply. It wasn't so hard, was it? Maybe I'll catch on to this clickbait thing. In the meantime, that's my side trip for today. Catch you again soon.